Okay, we're recording.
Okay, lovely. So my name is Natalia, and I'm a Best Start community builder for Woden, and I'm employed by Croydon Home Start. So on one of my walkabouts, I went to attend a dad's group in a children's center. And that was their last session as the children's center was closing the group down. So, and the fathers seemed to be really, really devastated by the fact that the group was closing down, because they felt that the group was really, really needed by the parents. Yeah, and that was the safe place where they could engage with their children, spend some little bit of a quality time, and also engage with other fathers. Mm-hmm. And So,
it's okay. That's what, I mean, we can see that.
Yeah. So one of the fathers, his name is Mark. He was really keen to have the group going. So what he did on the last session, he actually took the parents' details, and I had a word with him and said, "So, why don't you run this group maybe as a community group? Yeah, run by yourselves, and maybe we can find a space for you somewhere else, and you can just carry on, continue with the group." And the parents, the fathers, seemed to be very excited by that idea. So he got everybody's details. So once we have found maybe a venue, a place for them, so he could get in touch with them and let them know that the group is up and running again. It took quite a while. It was quite a challenge to find a space on a Sunday morning or afternoon, because that group which was in the center, that was the only group which was run for fathers on a Sunday afternoons. And that was a really big challenge, because most of the places are closed on Sundays. So after quite a few attempts of finding all these places, I went to St. George's Church in Woden, and I met lovely Mother Pat, and just by conversation, engaging with her and telling her what I was doing, what my job was, I just briefly mentioned to her that I'm actually looking for a place on a Sunday afternoon for fathers to have a group so that they can spend some time with their children there. And she was... Straight away, she told me that they had some, that they had a slot between 2 and 4 in the afternoon in the church, which, where the church was basically not used, and I just thought that's really great. I was really excited about that. Obviously, it all came down as well to having a bit of money to pay for the space, because it's very challenging to find somebody who can give you a space for free. And so working with Mother Pat, we discussed it, and her suggestion was that maybe we should ask the local councillors, ward councillors, for some money to start the group off. And then she said that the group can be part of Woden community outreach, yeah, which is in the church, and then so they will be already counted as a constituted group, and then she will help them to go and look for more funding and find. And they have a really good relationship with some of the funders, so I thought that was really, really great idea. And so I went back to Mark, and he got really excited about it. So I thought, I just thought about his ideas, how he wanted to run the group. And his idea was, because the venue costs money, and obviously the group will not generate that much money, it will not be able to sustain, might be itself, especially if right from the start. So his idea was that maybe 2 weeks a month, first 2 weeks, they will spend in the church hall, indoors, and then 1 week, the third Sunday of the month, they will be going, maybe spending time outside in the park, engaging, playing games, or doing some sports with their children. And the fourth week, he wanted to take children out and about. Say, for example, they wanted to go and do some crazy golf. He wanted to take them to a farm, go and see, go to fire brigade, fire station. Yeah, and yeah, so do something a bit more exciting, different experience for fathers and for the children. So yeah, we held a community meeting. Where we had obviously Mark came with actually with his little daughter and his wife. His wife said that she will be quite happy to help along because she has experience of running some foodie groups for the children. So she said if fathers would be interested to do something like that, she will be happy to do that for them. And then I invited along as well, obviously the local councillors. Well, Mother Pat was there, local councillors were there, so that we could put it across to them that what the group is about, to explain to them why we want this money and how it would benefit the people in the community. And I also invited Saida from Vesta so that she could find out, and she gave some suggestions as well where Mark could go and who he might connect with. And I also invite Andrew from Wandel Park, because he is the learning and volunteer officer of Wandel Park, and he's got a lot of activities going on there, and he's been very helpful. He actually has given them an allotment in the park so that the third Sunday of the month, when they go and spend time in the park, especially in summertime, they could do a little bit of a gardening, something different again, different experience, different learning things for the children and the parents to do. So, yeah, there was a bit of an issue of public liability insurance, which Mother Pat was really quite helpful. She gave us a direction where to go, and then Mark did get a quote which was quite high, and she said, okay, don't worry, we'll try to sort it through the church. She helped him to get the DBS done. I gave Mark the online free courses which Croydon Council is providing to do the safeguarding training, which he did as well. And yes, and we got some money from the local councillors for the group. Yes, and on 7th of May, Mark held his first session, and I think on the first session he had about four or five people attending, and it was really great to see. He's the man who never ran toddler groups or any kind of groups, and it was quite interesting to come. I went there to just to support him, and it was quite interesting to see him standing there thinking, okay, I need probably to bring some radio so we can have a little bit of music here going on. Maybe I need to have a few soft balls because we cannot use any other balls. He had a whole table full of crafts material, and the children made the right mess out of it. And he was basically saying, yeah, I probably won't use glitter anymore. And I won't put all the craft stuff out for them because this, you know, it's not working. So it was quite interesting to see him learning how to make things better, how to improve. And yeah, and I was really quite excited, and he came up with a very, very long list of ideas where he could take the children and the parents out. But obviously my advice to him was always just talk to the others and see what they want to do, so you can do it all together rather than just you taking charge. So yes, I have to say that the group has been up and running since. They had a short break during the school holidays, summer holidays, because the church was closed and they were doing some refurbishment there. But beginning of September, he started the sessions again. So, yeah, I'm really excited about that.